got Kim calling from Houston, listening on Guadalupe Radio up next. Hello, Kim. You're on Catholic Answers Live with Bear.
Oh, hi, Bear. I just wanted to thank you for being out there with women of worship and walking the cross on Telephone Road. I just wanted to ask you a question. How did it transform your lives and the lives of the men?
Being there, I mean, what was so cool, this Kim, by the way, her and her husband, it's Fred, right?
Correct.
Yeah, these people pray. They're prayer warriors, and I know that they've had a pivotal role in my ministry. I didn't even know them when they were praying, and that's why Father Mark Goring and I got together, because Kim went into his office and said, you got to go to this retreat. And you just always seem to be there at the right moment, Kim, in your prayers. But these women go out there by these brothels, and it was sketchy. I think there was definitely could have been a very dangerous situation. I think the thing that I've heard from the men is, you know, Lance Mackey, who was with us, I don't know if you know Lance, he's the one that tears up every time he talks about his wife. He said, he was quoting John Paul II and how he was saying that the problem with pornography isn't that it shows so much, it's that it shows too little. It doesn't really show the heart and soul of the women that are involved in that. And when we were praying and that one woman snuck her head out and then had to sneak her head back in, it really breaks your heart. And if you saw that what was going through with so many of these women, especially when they're basically forced into this in a lot of cases, what are you doing looking at pornography? And what I tell guys is it's very, very hard to win that battle against pornography, because in this day and age, men are under full on attack. I mean, young men especially, it's out, it's hunting you down. And the solution really is you have to resist the devil and he will flee. But the real key to this is just fall in love with Jesus. If you spend time with the Lord in the morning and in the afternoon and at night, it's like you don't want to ruin a good thing. Jesus' solution is don't necessarily suppress desire. All desire in its essence comes from God. The desire that we have in our hearts comes from something planted in us to desire good things, and then we distort it, it becomes disordered, and we pervert it. But the whole root of desire is a very, very good thing. And so Jesus' solution was, don't desire, like Augustine said, I desired the creature instead of the creator. Don't desire things, but instead, you know, desire the infinite God. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, strength, and mind. If you do that, if you just focus on Jesus and spend time with him, all that other stuff becomes less and less of an issue in your life. And, of course, that sort of thing, it's a powerful weapon just to say, you know, no weapon formed against me will prevail. When you have a temptation like that, just quote a scripture and ask for God's help. Thus says the Lord, you know, it is written, you know. But I think one of the lessons we saw from you women was that you guys were courageous. So are the men that went with you, and we really appreciate the ministry of the church and the power of the rosary as we prayed.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for all your work there, Bear. We love you and your ministry, and Fred and I are going to continue praying for you.